But what's the ranking of nutrients after carbohydrates? Plus, could the diet be controlled as a preventative measure to protect our bodies as well? I caught team nutritionists Mark Quad and Matt Rabin in the riders area before stage 10 of the tour. And Mark began by explaining the ranking of nutrients after the crucial carbohydrate.
After the race protein, they're out there on the bike for so long, you always get some muscle degradation. So to maintain protein balance throughout the three-week race, so protein is very important. And of course, fats are important for various other body functions as well. So that's the general order.
And what about the timings of when they should eat? So now we're, well, this is stage 10, the race is in about an hour. What have they eaten this morning, and is there meant to be a certain gap?
Yeah, the guys have a protocol of when to eat in the morning. First they get up and have some breakfast, then an hour or so later they have a race meal with rice and pasta and things like that. Now, just an hour before the race, they also have liquid meals that have carbohydrates, proteins and fat, and in certain quantities. So they're well and truly loaded and ready to go for the race.
Now, moving over to you, Matt, the cyclists here are on a non-gluten diet, so gluten-free. Why is that important?
We implemented that in around 2008, just because we looked at foods which are more difficult to digest, more difficult to assimilate. We noticed that some people had an issue with gluten. Since we've implemented it, we've found that the guys don't get so bloated when they eat certain foods. So that typically means leaving bread, for example, out of the diet. But we also have removed many other sort of simple foods which typically can cause irritation and harder to digest.
Such as
dairy, for example. So we gave a plan to our chef at the start of the tour, and he knows exactly sort of what our protocols are as it relates to foods that we want to try and eliminate, foods we want to try and to replace with those.
And you also deal with, say, recovery foods. So, you know, cyclists, they're greatly using their muscles. They're obviously exhausted after races. So what's the road to recovery diet-wise?
These days in cycling, you've got 16 hours, say, from when they get off the bike to when they get back on the bike the next day. With that in mind, we sort of looked at the guys, some simple blood values and things that some of the riders might have intolerances with or allergies against, and we just try and remove those from the diet. That allows the body to assimilate and digest a lot better without irritation and allow them to sort of recover better ultimately.
Inflammation is a key thing, isn't it?
The foods that we sort of try and promote, if you like, are of an anti-inflammatory nature. Cellular inflammation is going to affect everything that a rider does, and because the body is under stress all day, 4, 5, 6 hours a day on the bike, that is going to create inflammation. So anything we can do to sort of stop that in between stages is going to be of benefit for their performance. So the less inflammation you have and the more we can get that under control, the better they're going to perform.
How do you even go about testing this? How do you know who's more inflamed than others?
Every quarter, we measure some simple blood parameters, such as the arachidonic acid in the blood and eicosapentaenoic acid in the blood, so that's AA and EPA in the blood. And we look at these ratios to tell us how inflamed the bodies are at any given time. From that, we can modify their diet and give them the instructions to modify their diet. So the guys that have been on the team for 2 or 3 years, I mean, they're familiar with these tests, what they mean and how to implement them in order to get the best recovery.
And just lastly then, I guess, if there was one key tip when it comes to diet, what should be remembered by cyclists?
For me, I would say that the recovery is a massive aspect, and so carbs are king during racing, but it's like getting the protein in post-stage is really, really important. So on the bike, carbohydrates, recovery, think protein.
Nutritionists Matt Rabin, and before that, Mark Quad from Team Garmin Transitions.